Interlude, Violence in Hollywood. I'm not a violent man, but I have been both the victim and the perpetrator of violence one time each in my life. Years ago, right after she quit seeing Justin Timberlake, I got set up on a date with Cameron Diaz. At the time, I was working out a lot and had developed big arms. For the date, I prepared accordingly, taking a long walk with my sleeves rolled up to my shoulders so the guns were appropriately tanned. Pro tip, this helps them look bigger. Yes, I literally tanned my arms for this date. The date was a dinner party with a bunch of other people, but upon seeing me, Cameron got almost instantly stoned. It was clear that she was not interested in me at all. But the party went on, nevertheless, and at one point we were playing a game, Pictionary, I think. As she was drawing, I said something witty to Cameron, to which she said, "Oh, come on," and proceeded to punch me in the shoulder. Or at least that's what she meant to do. But she missed, and instead, punched me smack in the side of the face. "Are you fucking kidding me?" I said, realizing I'd just been punched in the face by Cameron Diaz, and my big arms hadn't helped at all. This was about 15 years ago, but she'll probably call me, don't you think? Then, there was this other time. In 2004, I flew out to Chris Evert's Tennis Academy in Florida for a charity event. The Chris Evert Bank of America Pro Celebrity Tennis Classic. It was a veritable who's who in Hollywood, but I was most interested in Chevy Chase. Chevy had long been a hero of mine. In fact, his performance in the movie Fletch had changed my life forever. One chilly night in L.A., my best buddy Matt Andre and I went to see a preview screening of Fletch, and at one point, we were literally rolling in the aisles with laughter. Chevy must have had 300 jokes in that movie, and he landed each one perfectly. Later, as Matt and I sat at the bus stop awaiting our ride home, I vividly remember turning to him and very seriously saying, "Matt, I'm going to talk that way for the rest of my life." And I have. Which makes this next story particularly painful for both Chevy and me. Possibly more for Chevy. Anyway, at the charity ball the night before the tennis event, Chevy walked up to me and said, "I just want you to know I'm a big fan." This was incredible. I said, "Oh my God, all I do is steal from you." And we went on to have a mutually complimentary and quite lovely conversation. Next day, it was time to play tennis. Now, my skills were by this point admittedly rusty. I hadn't played in years, and my ground strokes needed a lot of work. What I did have, though, was an incredibly hard serve. In fact, they had a speed clock at the tournament, and I punched in at 111 miles per hour. The only problem was, I was not exactly sure where they were going. Which was fine at your everyday public court, not so fine in front of 2,000 people. Even former President George H.W. Bush was there. The game begins. I am first up to serve. I have my partner in the ad court, and on the opposite side is Chevy, also in the ad court near the net, and his partner back at the baseline to whom I would be serving directly. I toss up the ball, bring my racket around my back, hammer the tennis ball as hard as possible, and watch in horror as instead of it spearing across the court to Chevy's partner, it goes directly straight and it's heading for Chevy Chase. He is standing at the service line, which is exactly 60 feet from where I've hit the ball. This line is, coincidentally, the exact distance from the mound to home plate in baseball. So I can confidently tell you, if the ball was hit at about 100 miles per hour, this means it was traveling at about 146.7 feet per second. Meaning Mr. Chase had 0.412 seconds to get out of the way. Mr. Chase did not get out of the way. More precisely, his testicles didn't get out of the way. I have just served something close to a professional speed serve right into his Chevy Chases, if you know what I mean. Here's what happened next. Chevy made a funny face, just like the one he makes in Fletch when a doctor gives him a prostate exam, and then dropped to the ground. Remember, all of this was going down in front of 2,000 people. Event, now over, it took 4 medics to dash onto the court, strap him to a gurney, and rush him to the nearest hospital. If this is what I do to my heroes, Michael Keaton and Steve Martin better take cover. And thus concludes the violent section of this audiobook.